Mistral's Kiss by Laurel K. Hamilton. Chapter 1. I dreamt of warm flesh and cookies. The sex I understood, but the cookies? Why cookies? Why not cake or meat? But that's what my subconscious chose as I dreamt. We were eating in the tiny kitchen of my Los Angeles apartment, an apartment I didn't live in anymore, outside of dreams. The we were me, Princess Meredith, the only fairy royal ever born on American soil, and my royal guards, over a dozen of them. They moved around with skin the color of darkest night, white as snow, the pale of newborn leaves, the brown of leaves that have gone down to die on the forest floor, a rainbow of men moving nude around the kitchen. The real apartment kitchen would have barely held three of us, but in the dream everyone walked through that narrow space between sink and stove and cabinets as if there were all the room in the world. We were having cookies because we just had sex, and it was hungry work, or something like that. The men moved around me graceful and perfectly nude. Several of the men were ones I'd never seen nude. They moved with skin the color of summer sunshine, the transparent white of crystals, colors I had no name for the colors did not exist outside of fairy. It should have been a good dream, but it wasn't. I knew something was wrong, that feeling of unease that you get in dreams when you know that the happy sights are just a disguise, an illusion to hide the ugliness to come. The plate of cookies was so innocent, so ordinary, but it bothered me. I tried to pay attention to the men, touching their bodies, holding them, but each of them in turn would pick up a cookie and take a bite, as if I weren't there. Galen with his pail...